Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gable Bryant, and I'm on a grid, Sirius XM channel 159. Let's do this thing. Countdown to puck drop is on. Game one of the Stanley Cup Finals. Countdown to the NBA Finals is on, as well as game six goes down on August the 13th. So there's a lot of stuff to break down here tonight on the program. U.S. Open Golf rapidly approaching, as well as Championship Week this week. And speaking of championships, Stanley Cup Championship tonight. I figured I'd just remind everybody who has the most Stanley Cups in the history of the sport. There'll be another one coming in about, I don't know, I'm telling you now, the Canadians are going to win a Stanley Cup within the next 5 years.
I was going to say five to seven. Yeah, if they keep on getting good draft picks, sure. Hey, you know, when are they ever going to win? Yeah, five or six. Yeah, Shane
never.
Knight, 5 years.
Leafs never. Leafs have already peaked. You've had your chance. Get out of the way. It's time for some new kids to take over. Shane Wright. Out of the way. You didn't hear the big rumor today? Austin Matthews demanded a trade to the Phoenix Coyotes. He wants to go home.
I'm sure he did. Yes.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Paul Bovey's going to join us. That's not true. I don't want to start.
No, not true.
I don't want to start fake rumors. People might buy into it. I did it once, actually. I think I offered to trade Carl Dykhouse for Ovechkin. I said something sarcastically once. I said something really sarcastic once, like to dumb Canadian fans that were calling me after a game once. I said, oh, yeah. Why don't we trade Andre Rastico and Carl Dykhouse? And I put together this package. I said, I'm sure the Capitals will give up Ovechkin. Bro, lo and behold, man. Who's that? Who's that guy on the internet? He used to be bigger. He used to just spread like hockey stuff.
Yeah, oh, just throw 100 at you. One might stick. We had him on for trade deadline when I worked at.
He actually hustled his way on the TV once.
Oh, it was that the best. Guy. Remember we had him on the
year? Washington Capitals and Canadians. Next thing I know, my phone's blown up. NBC Washington. Can you confirm what's going on with this trade? I told the guy, I said, bro, I was sarcastic. I made it up on my radio show last night. I said, no trade. I said, I was mocking people, thinking like I was like in the media. Who was that guy's name?
I didn't get that guy's name too.
You don't remember what I'm talking about? Yeah, the hockey guy.
I know, he was like a ghost. He was huge for a while. He had a couple he throws some stuff at the wall.
He was ahead of his time. He was ahead of his time with fake news.
He was.
He just made things up. He simply
the problem.
He just threw it out.
The problem was, Gabe, we paid him one time when I did a morning show for the hockey morning show. So he was the insider and nothing. Like, he goes, I think St. Louis is tied. Like, wrong. Our boss goes, this isn't really going to be working out too well. I forget too. He was actually, he was a nice guy. He was there, but
he did it.
The story.
He did it with me a couple of times. He went with stuff I said a couple of times on my show. Swear I saw it.
I can't believe I forget his name.
I was like, man, I didn't mean it. I was being sarcastic. But that's the hockey world. But there's no rumor. We're playing hockey tonight, and Darcy Kuemper will be the goalie this evening for the Colorado Avalanche. We'll see if that's the right decision to make. We'll be breaking it down. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I gave them Red Sea. Championship week continues. U.S. Open Golf, NBA Finals, NHL Stanley Cup Finals begin this evening in the Mile High City. So the NHL takes center stage tonight. But the countdown is on right now. NBA Finals. Paul Bovey will step up and in a couple of minutes. So we'll get his take on the NBA Finals. We're going to break down all the goal props, assist props, and everything else in between for tonight's game one. And they had a decision to make in Denver, whether you ride the backup goalie who had won the last six games, who was 6-0 in Franzo's game, or you go back to your number one guy in Darcy Kuemper, who hasn't played a game since, I believe, it was May 31st. So, I would have went with the kid. I would have just stuck with what has worked. The guy's won six games in a row. You ride it, and you tell the kid, listen, if you win tonight, you're going to play again on Saturday. If you don't win tonight, then Darcy takes over again, right? Then Kemper's back in. And you know, you just be forthright with everybody. You don't want to shake things up when you're winning, Cam. But
exactly,
the way they figured it, they've been off for so long anyways, I think they figure, well, listen, we've been off for 9 days anyway, so he's been off for like 24 now, whatever it is, like, or not that long, 17 or whatever it is. So he's been off for a while anyways, Cam, but I would have stuck with Franzos.
Franzos is better. Like, he's played better than Kuemper. And the difference is, Gabe, it's not like a Carey Price and a goalie B situation. Those guys are very similar to begin with. Franzos used to be the starter and Kuemper came in. Like, there's really not much difference between Darcy Kuemper and Franzos. So the way I look at it is, this guy's winning. You said it, 6-0. You start the kid, and then if anything bad goes, you throw back to Kuemper. He's the guy. He's the guy who got them there. You ride the hot hand. But I'm with you. This time off is kind of levels the playing field, but he didn't deserve to lose a starting job, in my opinion.
Well, we kept waiting for him, because I remember even against Edmonton, there were a couple of times they had some legitimate scoring opportunities that could have changed the series, and he made some big saves. And we said, man, can he do this again? Yeah, he can, and he did. The thing with him too, Cam, he doesn't give up any rebounds. Like, he's really, really, really good. Like, it's dangerous what they're doing.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Game Time Decisions. I'm Moretzi. For those of you on the radio, I'm rocking a very sweet Montreal Canadiens jersey. And I don't know if I've gotten fatter or the jersey shrunk, but when I bought it, I felt it was a little big, Cam. I'm fitting into it now. It's all the working out I'm doing, I guess. I'm catching up to the jerseys.
Yeah, you're spelt.
Yeah.
Crushing it.
Yeah. Rocking a Canadiens jersey. I actually should be actually crossed my mind. I was like, you know what? I'm not like Sharapan though. Like I don't wear like I'm not wearing any team cam. Like I don't like a lot of teams.
I agree
I don't
with
like
you
either of these teams tonight.
You'll wear
a great
side, hey,
but I don't care about either. Yes. Yeah.
Kind of cheering for Colorado because Tampa Bay's caused me more misery. But you're right, Brett. I really couldn't care who.
I got no beef with Denver. Awesome. I have a lot of listeners, and we have listeners in Denver too. We're all
like
Sports Rage is big in Denver and stuff. I love. Yeah. My boy T-Bone, I was ripping the Avs last week, and T-Bone sent me, I got a thing. He goes, hey, bro, remember you're on in Denver? And I got some heat from people in Denver. Why do you hate the Avs so much?
Be nice to Denver.
It finally came out because I said, because you're the Nordiques. Right? It finally came out. I was like, it just bothers me. But I got no beef with Denver. Good hockey city, Colorado Rockies in the old days. Paul Bovey used to have season tickets for the Colorado Rockies. He used to sell tickets in the old days in Denver. What's up, Paul?
How are you doing, Gabe? So, Cam, you're back, buddy. You're back. We missed you. I missed you the other day. I'll tell you that. I did miss you.
Oh, thank you, Paul. Yeah,
big
you.
Love for Cam. Great big love. Right, not great to see you, Marenzi. Hey, good to see you, Marenzi.
Thank you, Paul. It was a great weekend. Dad. Thank you.
It said Paul was with us on Monday before game five.
Oh, nice.
Told us Kevon Looney was going to have a big night.
Please.
Poor Paul. I'm kidding. Hey, no, you poor bastard. I thought of you, man. Hey, listen, the guy had three fouls in the first 2 minutes of the game.
Exactly. Yeah,
you can't make that up. It was three fouls in the first 2.5 minutes of the game, and it was like lights out. I didn't know where to go. It was just like I was lost. But I'm going to – you know what? I made the mistake the other day because you went over on Curry, and I had gone under on three-pointers.
That was a big mistake.
And I absolutely threw in the towel last game, and as I'm watching this guy throw up brick after brick after brick, I'm saying, you know what? I bailed out. I gave up too early. I threw the white flag in. You know, I threw the towel in. That was it. But I'm not going to throw the towel in on Kevon Looney because Kevon Looney, let me tell you something. He's breaking records for plus minus in this series. He is logged. I think it is. I think it's 48 minutes and he is a plus. He's a plus 47. If I'm not mistaken. And in the minutes that he's been off the court, the Celtics are a minus 37. So he only got in 17 minutes the other night, but he's going to play him again. And if he stays out of foul trouble, I'm going to get my money back. So I'm going back to the well. I'm letting you in right now. I'm just throwing it out there, Gabe. I have to throw it out there.
Paul Bovey joining us. So the point spread is 4 right now. Boston Celtics minus 168. Total 210. Of course, the Boston Celtics had not lost consecutive playoff games, Paul. They hadn't lost consecutive playoff games in all playoffs. Now that they have, I think it's very possible, and I think they are losing tomorrow. I think they're going to lose three in a row right now. And I don't want to make too much of what I've seen today from these guys, but I personally think they're way too loose. And I get there's a difference between being tight and you want to stay loose and stuff, but I saw an interview with Andrew Wiggins today. They said, what do you think about Thursday? He goes, I'm thinking about telling my daughter that her father's an NBA champion. Like Steph Curry. I saw the interview with Curry today, and he's just I'm just ready to embrace in the moment. Like, just, they were like fighters, man. No one was smiling. There was no joking. Celtics are listening to Cool in the Gang and joking around, and it's all a big this and that, and oh, we're okay. You're not okay. You're 48 minutes away from this thing being over, and don't think the teams can't win on the road in Game 6. The Raptors beat the Warriors in Oakland in Game 6, Paul, time and time again. And in fact, the last 6 times the teams have faced elimination in Game 6, they're 1-5 against the spread. What do you think about tomorrow night's game?
Look, this had the hallmark of being a 7-game series from the start, and that's where it's going. The Celtics aren't going to lose tomorrow night. The Celtics, if you discern the problems of the Celtics in this series, they've played great half-court defense. It's all about free throws, turnovers, 18 the other night, 5 turnovers in the first 9 minutes of the fourth quarter. on Monday, which basically sunk them. They went from a 1-point deficit to a 13-point deficit in those 9 minutes. And it's just the inability to perform under pressure. We went into clutch minutes last time, but just taking the clutch situation in the fourth quarter, they go into the last period, a 1-point deficit. And as I said, the wheels came off, 2 of 10 shooting, turnovers, Marcus Smart technical foul, missed free throws, Tatum misses a pair. But I think they'll get it right tomorrow night. This is the NBA. What would be better than a Father's Day matchup, game 7, everybody sitting around watching Steph Curry against Jason Tatum for all the marbles? And that's where it's going. Game 7, Celtics win.
Is Scott Foster the referee tomorrow is the question. He is the extender. He is the extender. And I just, you know, it's going to be him just by coincidence, by chance.
Yeah.
It'll be him. I can't argue that nothing would be, you know, the old Father's Day. Didn't Jordan win on a Father's Day the first time when he clutched the trophy and all that against the Lakers?
You know, I think, true.
I remember it was a Sunday night. It was a Sunday night. I remember point blank. Because I remember, I don't know if you know, Cam, but it's a big party in Montreal on the mountain every Sunday. It's called the Tam Tams. It's basically a bunch of, like, people banging on drums and stuff, but it turned into like a massive, like 25,000 people party every Sunday, and would mess you up because you'd be all hammered on a Sunday night. But I specifically remember leaving. I remember going like, no, gotta go. I remember even leaving with somebody actually and telling her, we gotta go because the Lakers are playing the Bulls. Like, now it's time to go. I remember it was a Sunday night. I'm telling you, I think it was on a Father's Day. I'm not buying into that, though, Paul. I know that everyone wants to sell the conspiracy theory that, oh, they're going to want 7 games and the game 7's on Father's Day and Sunday night and all this type of stuff. I don't think it matters. Steph Curry went 0-for-9 in the last game. They still won by double digits. Andrew Wiggins went 0-for-6. Take Klay Thompson out of the equation. The Golden State starters were 0-for-19 from 3. They got doubled up at the free throw line, and they got out-rebounded, and they still won by double digits. They're just mentally tougher, Paul, than Boston are. That's it. To me, that's what it is.
Look, Boston's got to cut down on their turnovers. You can't have 18 turnovers and expect to win a basketball game.
Yeah, but they can now. That's like asking me and Cam to stop drinking right now at this point. It's too late. It's too late. Yes. Sorry. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, when people say, oh, Boston need to tighten up, like, they're going to tighten up. We're in the second last game of the year. You know what I mean? They are.
They've been disappointing.
Jason Tatum has turned the ball over more than any other player in the history of the playoffs, 95 times.
All right.
There's a lot to like about Golden State heading into the game. I'm with you, though, Paul. I've already bet Boston like a stooge. Like, I'm thinking it's going to 7-2, and this team's killing me. Thank God for these unders, because the unders are hitting.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
And I bet unders when people go overs, but I'll tell you something. You're right, Morenci. Golden State is just right now, they execute. Their stars aren't even playing great. They're still winning. Wiggins is an animal. He's figured some things out. In Boston, to me, like, they should be killing these guys. They're a better – you said it. It's got to be in their heads, because – they should not be losing like this to Golden State when Golden State's one-dimensional. Anyway, I'm on Boston.
You know what it is, Cam? To me, I think the best – more will both be on the other side. Golden State have the dad strength. Boston are like the young kid throwing putt.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morency. I posted a tweet here. I saw a story. Where to eat, drink, and party in Montreal during Grand Prix weekend. I looked at the list, and anywhere to go list that doesn't include Shea Perret on the list is not a good list. This was not a good list.
your list sucks. Let me talk about your list.
I actually tweeted it, Cam.
Your list blows.
Then I realized after I just tweeted MontrealEater.com, some poor girl, she refused food restaurants. I'm telling her, how come you didn't include Shea Perret on the top 10 list?
That's so good.
She said the Ritz-Carlton Hotel Bar. Oh, yeah, that's for
Oh, cool, yeah. F1 yeah, that weekend. Sounds like fun. Yeah. $10, $20 oysters?
You're not even
sure,
getting in.
Thanks. Oh, exactly.
$10, Cam. Exactly. 10? Are you kidding?
Oh, 20 an oyster? Probably. For one.
That's right. Paul Povey would have said, Paul. I'm enjoying the argument with you two here, the debate, let's call it, for tomorrow's game. A lot of confidence in Boston, Paul. You know, like you said earlier, I brought it up on the way out. I think Boston are technically the better team. They're younger, they're faster, they're deeper. But it's sort of like the fight game, man. There's a lot of younger, faster fighters. Like, if you look at most champions in boxing, MMA, and stuff, they're not 22. They're not 23. Even though it's like, wow, look at this kid, man. He can kick you in the head. He can do this. You know, it's like, nah, the champ is 33. Isn't he a little slow? Yeah, he might be a little slower, but he knows how to twist your head off when you miss him. You know what I mean? Like, Golden State just have remained calm. Boston panic all the time, and they're not going to change that. That's who they are. They don't have a point guard. Point blank, this is their problem. They don't have a point guard to calm things down on the court. Like you said, Paul, they turn the ball over. We all know the magic number, right, is 16. When they turn the ball over less than 16 times a game, they're 13-2 in the playoffs. And now when they turn it over more than 16 times, I think it's 1-7 now. So the whole turnover is the key. But like I said, honestly, it's like asking a grown man to change. Like asking a team to change their bad habits, Paul. In game 6 of the NBA Finals, it ain't happening. You just have to hope for the best and hope that they hit shots, bro. And I think Boston will also melt in front of their fans. I think they're not as mentally tough as Golden State are.
No, look, Golden State has the experience. I just think we have to buy low and sell high. Now, what was the narrative 2 games ago? Oh, Boston's going to much better team. They're going to win the series. They're going to take it 3-1 back to Boston and win it easy. It didn't happen. I understand it. But now we're just killing them because of
what's the computer say? Oh, here we go. Boston by 10 points.
I told you. The game. Is anybody listening to me about the computer? It's Boston between 9.7 and 10.9 every day. If the computer was Boston, they don't lose a game this year. He loves Boston more than anything.
He's a Celtic fan.
He is. The computer's a Celtic fan.
Arturo is a Celtic fan. He is in real life. I see him complaining. If you're watching, Arturo, I see you complaining about the reffing. You guys had 31 free throws to Golden State 15 the other night. Tony Brothers' fault. Sorry, Paul. Go on. What do you got for us, Paul?
No, it was 31-15. I agree with you. Boston had everything in their favor. Golden State shoots 9 of 40 from beyond the arc. 31 free throws. That's the other problem. You got to make free throws. I mean, I could actually send Cam to the line in the gym, and I'm sure he can make 18 out of 31. These guys got to do better than 31. I'm sure.
I'm betting the under.
Are you kidding me? I won that Scooby-Doo at La Ronde drunk, and the thing was higher than 10 feet. I hit like 9 in a row. Trust me, Gabe. I really believe I could do that. I'm not going to say I'm going to be perfect.
18 of 31. That's a solid number.
What's that, 61%? How many? I think I could hit 7 out of 10 Easy.
No, you're talking, that's my number. You're talking one of those Papa Shot games. I'm not talking Papa Shot. Yeah. But
the rims were against me and I still won, Paul. It was a trick and I still won. Like the thing's smaller than the ball. I couldn't believe it. It was. I admit, lucky that day, but still, Renzi, I think we could do it.
18-31.
Yeah, give you 18-31.
Free throws.
Okay, so let me fire
okay,
another.
Continue your point.
I want you to stay with Looney. I want you to stay with Looney here. Looney's going to be a bargain because he's going to get the minutes.
Okay, hold on, Paul. Hold on. Sorry, Paul. Our boy Sheldog, who plays ball every day out there in the streets of L.A., says. Yes? He's betting a max bet on you going under 18.
Oh, that's the thing. Just don't let the Sheldon.
Everybody thinks it's easy. It's not.
It's not easy. It's not like we haven't played sports before, like shooting foul shots.
Dude, I'll be honest with you. I was at Will Chamberlain. I was at Walt Frazier's place. Will Chamberlain. I was at Walt's place, the restaurant in New York. They have the hoop.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, bro. There was a free throw line. I bricked like the first 3-4 of them. I was kind of, I had a few, but
exactly.
I first one was like an air ball. I was like, oh boy. Like it took me a couple of shots to get it. And then, you know, I'm telling you, 18-31, no.
Their damn job as a professional basketball player is something you should be doing in your sleep. So the fact that we're even having this conversation about me tells you we have a problem. Correct? Correct. Right, Paul?
I don't know how Cam's free throw shooting came into the conversation.
I don't either.
Honest.
Well, Paul said, like, Paul said I did it 18-31. It spiraled.
That's right. Yeah, that's pretty ambitious, Paul.
You, Paul.
Like, you believe that this is not happening.
I have a lot of faith in Cam. I understand he doesn't have a lot of staying power. He couldn't make the show the other day. He had to go home to get his meals on wheels. But I do have.
Yeah, we were kidding about that. Cam did one show off the top out. We're like, do like 10 shows.
I texted him and go, I want to do the other show. They go, oh, we got you covered. I love how I get these stories. It's a meal song.
Yeah, even the guests, even the guests were coming on. There's like, where's Cam? We're like, hey, saw. I know you did. I could picture you sitting there after going, I could just do this show now. You're just probably sitting there thinking,
It's fine though, you know. It's like,
all right, Paul. Sorry, more props.
Continue. All right, come on. All right, let's get down to brass tacks here. You know, the guy you got to go under, and there's numbers on him. You go under Otto Porter. He's the disappearing guy. He's played 3 games this series and logged 15 minutes. All 3 of those games, the Warriors are double-digit winners. The 2 games that he's went 21 and 24, they've lost. So he's been getting less minutes. And you got numbers on him at 3.5 and 4.5 rebounds and points. He ain't getting those, all right? Because if he logs 15 minutes, the game where he had 6 rebounds, he had 24 minutes, I believe. The successive games, he got 3-2-2. He's just not going to get those kinds of numbers. And I think even though you got to lay a little bit to the low side, max you're going to see him in the game is 15 minutes. And that's what you got to handicap here. You got to handicap the time that they're going to be on the court, as they did the other day with Looney, thinking he'd be on the court for 30 minutes and instead only garnering 17 minutes, which is why he went under the number. Had he gotten the 30, he would have went over points, rebounds, assists, no problem. He'll get the 30. And by the way, I got one other thing to say. My hockey has been spot on.
Yeah, we're going to ask you.
Vasilevsky's the best goalie in the game, at least in the playoffs, a .928 save percentage. And I agree with you, by the way, on the goalie for Colorado. I think they should have stayed with the hot guy. And I remember the Islanders with Chico Resch and Billy Smith, and they stayed with the hot guy. That's what they should have done. And Darcy has a save percentage of .89. I just think that this game tonight's going to be under, and I give Tampa Bay a good shot to get the three-peat.
I'll tell you what, listen to Paul dropping hockey, man. Going back to Chico Resch, Billy Smith like days, fantastic. Joining us from the Presidential Palace. I see the picture in the frames behind you. Looks like you look like you're in a Presidential Palace. You're hanging with Putin right now.
Yeah, Marcos.
You're in Moscow.
3-2 tonight. Colorado wins this game 3-2. It goes under. And if you take the goal line with Tampa Bay, you're safe.
Well, like listen, Paul, 3-2. I like the under tonight as well. I think it's going to be a feeling out process between these two teams. The Tampa Bay Lightning don't want to get into a track meet. The Lightning have more success when they play lower scoring games. I think that, listen, it's a fascinating matchup. Cam was really impressive yesterday, Paul. We were talking about, will the U.S. Open golf tournament go to a playoff? And I said, the last time I went to a playoff, it was 2008. Who was it? Boom, Cam nailed it.
Rocco
said, before that, it was like 2004, whatever. Boom, Cam nailed it. Boom, in 2001. He got stumped at 91. I was surprised because it was a Payne Stewart question. We stumped him back to 1991.
Yeah. I forgot I would
lay it out here. The Tampa Bay Lightning are looking to become, this is amazing, actually, if you think about it. There's been some good hockey teams over the years. The Lightning would only become the fourth team to win three or more consecutive cups in the history of the National Hockey League. New York Islanders.
Montreal
Canadiens.
Edmonton.
Who's the other one? It is not Edmonton. Believe it or not, through their great days, they never won more than two in a row. They won two in a row, lost two in a row type thing.
Boston? Philly?
Wow.
Who?
The Toronto Maple Leafs.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Stop. What years? 1904. Yeah.
When I saw it too, I was almost like, you guys don't belong on the list.
No, you're right.
They did
you're
it. Right. 1947 through 49, 62 right. through 64. Poor Bill Barrico, the guy that the
Bill
song we were talking about.
Yeah. Okay, 8 years before I was born. Good stuff.
He was part of the three, and they won 3 years in a row.
Great.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right. I wish we were at Pat McAfee's studio right now. You know, he's got the basketball hoop right there and stuff. I saw AJ Hawk hit like a 100-foot shot the other night. There.
While he's walking out the door, it's like, yeah, okay.
Boom, yeah. I see him on the way out. Boom, he hit the shot, and he mic dropped. He just walked out the room after he left.
Exactly.
He walked out. So there's a lot of talk in our chat right now. Sheldog says he's got money against you, Cam. He loves you, but
That's
he
fair.
Says it's not happening.
No,
you're not
I understand.
Going 18 to 31.
We're boys. I
Sheldog in L.A. said no. Sko in Michigan says he'll put $100 up. He'll put $100 up that you can hit 18 of 31.
For sure. Yep.
My number that you will hit that will check in here, I say you hit in between 9 and 13.
Oh, really? Wow, that hurts.
Yeah, that's an insult.
Honestly, you might as well have just.
I don't think it is an insult.
Nine shots out of 31. I actually am mad now. You know what? Let's make me an 8-1 dog or something too. By the way, let's get real. Let's go.
All right. Let me ask you. So, out of 31, you think you could hit 15 of the 16 of the 31?
I know.
Let's call it 30. Let me ask you.
14 or 15.
You think you can beat Shaquille O'Neal in a free throw shooting contest?
I'd be close. Yeah, I think I
he's a career 52% shooter.
Would you give it to me at 48? Like, if I'm 50, I think I should win at 50% as a guy who's doing a show who has not played basketball in years.
Well, the number's
literally
18.
Stepping up there and doing it. Okay, well, that's
the odds maker set the number already.
The book set.
It's 18 to 31.
Yeah, I think I should win on. Anyway, Paul Dory, we can
crush
do that.
You crushing the oysters, but he's got confidence in you hitting shots.
I know, it's weird.
I do. Cam, you're a natural born athlete, I could tell. You should make 18.
You'd be surprised. Once he sees me running stuff, it's funny. People laugh all the time. It's like,
well, okay. Cam's out. Yeah, Cam,
keep laughing. I have speed. Like, I beat guys in races that are 100 pounds less than me. So, you know, and I party my ass off. I can still run and do stuff. I just have, I'm not going to tell you I'm going to be in a boxing fight. Like, my cardio sucks.
I like this because this is, it's not impossible to film this. We just got to get you a basketball cam and somebody to come with a cell phone with you.
But inside, it's got to be indoors. It's got to be indoors.
Yeah, yeah, no wind. No, yeah, yeah, yeah. Controlled environment.
Indoors.
We can do it at the park, sure.
It's got to be at MSG. Well, Paul, why don't we call Dolan and tell him we need the gym? Gym? No one plays in gyms. Gym? Pharrell plays in gyms because he's a rich old white guy. He plays in gyms. No one plays in gyms. Basketball's outdoor. Come on, gym. No. I'm talking off the metal cam. The crooked backboard medal in the playground. 18 to 31.
Actually, one of my new neighbors Brick just put City. Up a hoop. I should Brick start. I'm going to go over there and practice.
Oh, that's
after
the other
show.
Thing. You're going to go practice.
No.
That's why we need to do it right now. I know. Like, I wish we had a net in the backyard right now.
We can get
follow the camera and say, all right, do it right now. 18 to 31.
Does he get to hit the first one before it starts? So in other words, if he misses the first two, and then once he hits the first one,
no warm-ups.
No warm-up.
We'll give him some warm-up shots. He's got some warm-up shots.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Yeah. I don't know if the neighbors.
I tell you, for me, I think it'd be a challenge. But, like, I think maybe I could get 50%. I could probably battle at 50.
That's good. Yeah, 50's a good number for us.
But I'm not coming in hot saying I could go 70%. Like,
oh, I can't go 70%. I never said what's 18 of 31. What's
once you get in a rhythm, you can start to hit.
That's,
it's sort of fun.
See, that's
in the
thing.
It's like,
I almost believe that, like, having, you know what I mean? Like, seven or eight beers and getting in that zone is better than doing it cold. Like, you know, when you're playing ping pong and you feel it, like, you got to be in that mental zone and then you can start doing it. You got to, like, be chill.
Hey, listen,
like, you
can't think about I was shit. In a that's 3-point me. Contest where you got 24 3-point shots and I hit 6 of them. I was mad. Like, I was mad. Like, I thought I could hit like half of them type thing. Mm-hmm. But like you said, I got thrown off. It was at the NBA Hoop It Up. I got thrown off by those stupid backboard hoops that, like, your neighbors have, Ken.
Yeah.
They're not easy. Because when there's just a basket on that thing, there's no depth perception. You know what I mean? There isn't. Like, you know what I mean? Anyone who plays basketball knows, like, about depth perception. It takes a little, like, you got to figure it out. Like, it's really, I don't care if you took Larry Bird, you dropped him in some kid's driveway. He's a bad example because he hit shots off the scoreboard in that McDonald's commercial.
Not Larry
I believe
Bird,
that he actually did that too.
I agree.
I don't think that was I think he actually, so I'm kidding, but no, I'm telling you, those things are hard. It's like we talked about, give a pro golfer a piece of crap golf club and see how good you are now, Brooks.
I would like to see
but anyways,
that.
Yeah.
I will tell you.
Fired up now.
there's one other consideration. I will tell you, I have hustled guys in free throw shooting contests. I have. I'm pretty good.
I believe you're a good free throw shooter.
I have not done it quite some time, and I have had three-point contests against guys and hit 11 out of the 25 off the rack. But there's another consideration here.
So he's bringing out 11 to 25.
That's unbelievable.
Like, so let me ask you, because I do believe this, actually. I have the 18 to 31, I don't believe Cam can do. And it's okay, not personal. Sure. I don't think I could do it either.
It's hard. Yep. I was getting caught.
What about beating Ben Simmons in a three-point contest? We'd actually have a puncher's chance.
You know what? I think we do, Gabe.
If you give us a good number,
like, I know.
He throws bricks, right? So, like, if, like you said, if we could hit 6-8, like, if you gave Ben 24 three-point shots, how many is he really hitting? Even with no one in the gym. 8?
What do you
think?
I'm thinking under. I'm thinking like 5 or 6.
On a good day?
6.
I'm sure 5 or 6. Sometimes he hits 12, like, you know what I mean? But I doubt it.
Gabe. He misses a lot. Like, he's,
you know, one other consideration. Do you make Cam retrieve his own basketball? Because if he's standing on the line and he's in a groove, do you give him the ball back, or do you make him get his own ball?
There's got to be somebody to give me the ball. What are I doing? Retrieving my own balls? Like, the referee gets the ball.
These are the things that have to be clarified beforehand, because it does make a difference. And by the way,
get his own ball. This guy's boasted about how athletic he is 2 minutes ago. Now he's complaining about
that. It sounds like a lot of work. It sounds like a lot of work, Marinsky.
If your free throws are so good, there ain't going to be much of a rebound.
That's true. It'll be with the net. It'll just roll back.
With the brick.
Roll it back.
You toss a brick, it bounces over the fence.
That's true. Yeah.
These guys say that Ben Simmons would kill us. Yeah, that's not true at all.
I don't know. His numbers are pretty low.
A lot easier to shoot in an empty arena. That's all I will tell you. When you got all those eyes on you, I mean, it's a different game. And that's why
Brandon in St. Louis has your back. He says you can't make Cam shag his own ball. Come on.
Brandon gets it. This is the game.
Okay. We'll have someone underneath the basket passing it back.
Yeah, exactly. Totally. Just like in real life.
Like a real NBA game, win or miss, hit or miss, we'll have someone come over and slap your head. High five after every shot. Yeah. Reach over. We'll handshake. Exactly. I'll come over. Talk after every shot.
Exactly. Got to do it right.
We got to get to some baseball picks.
Yeah. What do we got here? It's nice that Paul stayed along tonight.
We want the Sports Grid Olympics of sports events like this, where we can't injure ourselves, like free throw shooting.
That's a good point, Marassi.
We can't get
hurt. We have a tennis game or something. Like,
mini
putt sounds good. I agree. Yeah, skills of like where you could do when you're drinking, games that you could do when you're not moving too fast. I agree. Excellent idea.
Put it this way. I think Ben Simmons is the only guy in the NBA we would have a chance against in a three-point contest.
You're right. He'd still probably beat us, but it wouldn't be by much. He's not. Like, right. What's his number?
Paul Bowlby says 3-2 Colorado Avalanche, and he says the Boston Celtics send this to 7 games.
That's right.
Good stuff, Paul. Thank you.
Book it. Take care, guys.
Later, Paul. Glad you hit Paul, with the ponies.
Paul Bowlby. Good stuff with Paul. Good stuff with Paul, as always. Yeah, I'd like to see a competition, too. Just to see if we can put it in an empty net. We'll put it up. We'll put a bunch of us on the blue line on the other end.
Poof, I think we do. Poof, come on. Now without sounding, Gabe, we played hockey for a while. We could do like that one. If you've had a stick in your hand, I haven't played hockey in like a decade. You've got it. Like my buddy won the thing where you put the puck through the hole and won gas for life.
That's the one too. Exactly, Cam. Like I'd way rather get the opportunity. Like if you can hit a short from half court, or they're like, all right, listen, you guys got to put it in the empty net. I could do it, like you said, wind drill that. We could do that drunk. I could be drunk.
You're right. I'm not saying I'm good at any like a lot of things now, but I think we could do that. I know we can.
You just get it down, Cam. You just do the wrist shot with the bounce. You just figure it out, and you're just like, all right.
Actually, to be honest with you, Marinsky,
and boom.
I wouldn't even bring it off the ice. I'd just bring it back nice and right in the middle. Just poke in. Just,
just the,
right there.
The
no,
Texas
you can't
steamer,
let the puck bounce. You can't let the puck bounce.
That's a
say
good
it's bad
point.
Ice.
Say you don't bounce.
No, it stays on the ice. You don't raise it.
Yeah,
you can't raise it.
I know, but.
Trust me.
Yeah,
trust me.
Point.
You got to keep it on the ice or else bad things will happen. Hit a chip. Goes the weird way. Bad Zamboni driver. Got to keep it smooth. On the ice, no level.
Me and Cam went curling once. That was a good time. A bunch of us from the network went curling.
So what are the games we're going to do? Horseshoes, mini putt, free throws? Yeah, we got to come up with like an Olympic event.
Yeah. There was another competition. Well, we had the food, the eating competition, the free throw competition. All right, you know what? And I'm willing to do it. I'll suit up. And you know what? You guys don't even need gear. All you'll need is skates. All you'll need is skates. I'm willing to do the competition. You guys can all light up the blue line and smash slap shots at me.
I want to do. Oh, know what I wanted to do on you?
We'll do the shootout. We'll do the shootout too.
Yeah.
People. Yeah. Exactly. Cam versus Morenci. Five. You get five breakaways in here.
Yeah, I haven't played Morenci. It's one of those things like hockey. How was the last time you suited up? Like I haven't suited up in I'm gonna be honest with you, over a decade. Like my equipment probably doesn't even fit.
Decade.
My skates got holes in the blade and stuff from taking pucks off them. It's bad. I haven't been out in a long time.
I haven't played as a real goalie in a real game in over 30 years.
Yeah. I haven't gone on an ice surface to play shinny in over 20 years.
I did. Yeah. I did about in the early Sports Rage days, I was still playing hockey outdoors. Cool. I was still into it. I was going out there and playing. So that was about it. I've skated a couple of years ago. I've skated off and on. I've been at a couple of, with girls at the time, girlfriends at the time, skating rinks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Central Park. There's one in Montreal. I've been skating and stuff. The Toronto City Hall. I've skated there a few times.
Nice
so
spot.
I can still skate and stuff, no problem. But, it'd be a fun time. Well, we'll start off with some free throws. All right, let's start off with the betting Olympics. Right now, our own betting Olympics. So let's just keep riding the hot hand here, Cam. Atlanta Braves. These guys are unbelievable right now. They've won 13 in a row. They're gunning for 14 in a row. The all-time franchise record is 15 in a row. In the year 2000, they've hit 10 home runs in the last two games. These guys are just lighting it up. And Cam, I don't know. It seems like this guy pitches every second night. It's Fetty. Our boy Fetty's on the hill.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Is Fetty pitching every third day for Washington? Yeah. What's the deal?
Fetty's 0-for-4, Cam, with a 10.80 career earned run average in his starts against the Braves. It's not
horrible.
Good. You just take the Braves on the run line, even.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. We're on the clock right now, but we've got time to get our baseball picks in. We were just talking about the dominance of the Atlanta Braves. They've won 13 straight games. They absolutely own the Washington Nationals. Fetty is a gas can who's on the hill here tonight. They're gunning for their franchise record, which is 15 all time. So listen, I think you could parlay the Atlanta Braves and the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yes.
Or And you know what? Parlay the Jays and Braves and play them both on the run line. That's what I'm going to do, actually. I'm going to split it up. I'm going to put, I just put 100 on the Braves run line. I'm going to put 100 on the Blue Jays run line minus 1.5. I'm going to put $100 on the parlay. That's my round robin, Cam. I know you like the round robin. So I got the run lines. And now I got a money line parlay with these two as well. So Blue Jays, Braves, parlay, Braves minus 1.5, and Blue Jays minus 1.5 in these games, Cam.
Love the play. I'm on the Jays on the run line as well, and I'm going to take Atlanta on the run line. I'm going to parlay, and I'm almost going to parlay the Jays tonight with the Jays tomorrow with Gausman. You could do that as well. These lines are. I'm going to do Toronto. They have an afternoon game tomorrow. And Gabe, I like the Oakland A's as a dog plus 1.5 against Boston tonight. I want to come back to the Rays. I can't believe the Rays.
Oh, my God.
How bad was that, man? 2-0. Runners on.
The A's against the Red Sox tonight, huh?
Yeah.
Is that what I heard?
Yeah. Plus 1.5.
The A's, the same A's that have lost 15 of their last 17 games, 11 of their last 12, and 15 of their last that A's team.
You heard it right.
Against the Boston team that's 10-2 in their last 12 games. That Boston team, that's what I heard. But you said run line.
Yeah, plus 1.5, yes. Just to be safe, yes. I like Oakland tonight.
Take McClanahan over. Hey, McClanahan, you're going over 6.5 strikeouts tonight, and he is.
And the Brewers.
He's got 98 strikeouts already this year.
Yeah.
Brewers are another team in the free fall. Massive free fall. McClanahan over 6.5 strikeouts. Braves minus 1.5 runs. Blue Jays minus 1.5 runs. And the Braves Blue Jays parlay together as well.
Yes.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.